Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. Here's a little travel secret. The best time to visit Scottsdale, Arizona is actually in the summer. When you summer in Scottsdale, you can stay in five-star resorts for three-star prices and get access to the best Scottsdale has to offer at the best rates. There are so many ways to stay cool while feeling hot in Scottsdale over the summer, including tranquil pool scenes or rowdy pool parties, world-class shopping, museums, and art galleries. You guys, I love the idea of going to Scottsdale this summer. I'm about to fire up my group chat and book a trip because I literally love getting an amazing deal on a five-star hotel. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot think of anything better. Plus me, you know, I love the sun. I love to lay by a gorgeous pool, sipping a drink, knowing that I'm going to a fabulous restaurant that night. And I love that it won't be overcrowded. Visit experiencescottsdale.com/tinks to learn more and start planning your trip. That's experiencescottsdale.com/tinks. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi guys, welcome to It's Me Tinks, coming to you from an airport hotel outside of Paris. I am delirious, and I don't know if that's going to make for a great episode or a bad episode, but you guys kind of love when I'm delirious and hungover, and boy, am I both of those things, because we were in Paris for such a short time, literally 2.5 days, and so on our last night, obviously we were at this fabulous party. We were staying out, and Lauren and I were like, we can really get tired because the next day we're just going to get up. We're going to have a nice breakfast, and then we're going to go to the airport and we're going to have a lay. Cause you know, sometimes Lauren and I, we just like to look at each other and we're like, oh, you know what would be nice right now? Laying down or having a sit, you know, you need a second to rest, especially when you're go, go, go. So okay. And then we woke up this morning. We had the most fun night. Chloe happened to be in Paris, and we went out after we went to the Victor and Rolf party. And by the way, the Victor and Rolf party was phenomenal. I'll do a full recap on that at a later stage. The whole trip was just so fancy and chic and cool. And we get up and we're like, we have to make the most of our time in Paris. So let's go on a long, rich mom walk, because we're just going to be sitting on the plane for 11 hours. We're going to be so tired. And we go on 4-mile walk. We're like laughing. We're like, oh, we're so grateful for this trip. This is amazing. Whatever. We get to the airport. And I don't know if you guys have seen all the TikToks and all the articles about things being, you know, bags getting lost, and everything is just kind of mayhem right now because there's strikes going on. The world is cuckoo, whatever. So we get on the plane, we're seated down for 2 hours. Like my eye gels were on, and literally they said, get off the plane. And they didn't know what was going on. We didn't know we were going on. They were like, there's no flights for 2 days, telling us we were running. Oh my God, guys, I smell foul. Okay. I smell foul. By the way, this is going to be a pretty gross episode, so just buckle up because it doesn't end there. Because also, just imagine, like halfway through the morning while all this is happening, I obviously get my period. I was like, okay, great. Unplanned, you know, when they just comes early or comes late, you're just like, oh, okay, great. Scavenging for tampons in the airport. Seth wants to kill himself. He's on Zoom nodding. And all they have is the no applicator, you know, the vibe where it's just like, oh, wow. All right. I guess I'm just gonna do it this way. So anyway, terrible cramps. I don't know about you guys, but the first day of my period, I genuinely questioned my existence on earth because I feel so terrible. But it also, does make up for why I was so moody for the past couple of days and also bloated and whatever. Okay. So have my period. We're both like having bathrooming issues. We feel sick. We're tired. We're hungover. We're running. And I do mean Usain Bolt style sprinting up and down the Charles de Gaulle airport, trying to figure it out. It was one of those situations where no one knew what to do. We would go to one person. They'd say, wait in zone 11, wait in zone 6, blah, blah, blah. Literally, we're running. By the way, we just checked. We got 20,000 steps just from running around the airport. And I guess the 4-mile walk this morning didn't help. Okay. So then we get to this line about our 19th line of the day. People are crying around us. Like it's one of those full scenes. And the guy in front of us is like, there's nothing for 2 days at least. And we were freaking out. We were like, oh my God, I have the pod. We have to work. I promised Vichay that mommy would be home. Important things. And, and the guy, we were so nice. And we were like, please, sir, please just do us a solid and figure this out. And he was like, okay, let me check. He goes on his computer for 25 minutes. And he said, he's like, if I don't speak to you, it's because I'm looking for the best thing for you. Okay. Sorry to all the French people listening. And we were like, you got it, sir. We will let you concentrate. And finally, after 25 minutes of staring at his computer screen, he's like, okay, I have his answer. Lauren, you will go tomorrow. Christina, you will go also tomorrow, but on Air Tahiti. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then we take 17. Well, no, then he gave us a voucher because he felt bad for us. He could tell that we were really tired. So he gave us a voucher for some food in the airport. We were like, great, we'd love to stay in the airport for even longer. And we found this random French little restaurant and we got the weirdest selection of food. You know, when you're really hungry, that's why you should never go grocery shopping hungry. You always buy the weirdest stuff. I had a poke bowl, which I'm pretty sure I got food poisoning from. I had a quiche. One thing about me, guys, I fucking love a quiche. Far superior, because I'm in the mood to fight. Are you ready for this? More than pizza. There, I said it. Come for me. Had a quiche. I had a weird salad. And we just sat there just completely sweating and just staring into space. Then it was time to find our airport hotel. And we took 4 different trains and walked another mile. And now that's where I'm coming to you live from the airport hotel. The vibe is not the greatest. It's not the vibiest, you know, airport hotel that I've ever been to. It's a little scary. And I went to go find Lauren. I knocked on her door and I was like, I'm really scared. Can you come down to get an adapter with me? Cause I have to do the pod and like my phone is in charge and all this shit. And she's like, yeah, I have to tell you something. She's like, just started laughing. She's like, I clogged the toilet. And I checked and she said, I could tell you guys. Okay. So she clogged the toilet and we just started cracking up and whatever. And so we're going to go together to tell the woman downstairs after we do this. But then I was talking to her and Lauren was like, you know, you should do a whole episode on it. Like, I know you don't really like to talk about that stuff and you think that, you know, you shouldn't fart in front of boys and stuff, but people like there's a whole episode on bathrooming. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I could tell, you know, your story and we could talk about it. And she was like, yeah, you can do it. I don't care. And then she said something truly insane. Lauren said that she would rather poop in front of a guy than fart in front of a guy. That's insanity. Like, I know I'm jet lagged and I haven't slept in 24 hours. That is insanity. Okay. A couple of weeks ago on my Instagram story, I asked you guys, someone asked AMA and she said, my boyfriend really doesn't like it when I fart in front of him. And I said, I think that's like a preference thing. Personally, I don't fart in front of boys. I would never poop in front of a boy. I would sooner, I don't know. I just, that's not possible for me. But you know, that is a heated debate. And you're not really close with a friend until you have to discuss bathrooming issues with them. So I mean, sometimes I tell Lauren bathrooming issues, where we're pretty close at this point. So that's where I'm coming to you from. That's why the audio is a little bit off, because I'm doing this on AirPods at the airport hotel.
There are so many books out there, it can be hard to choose one. But becoming a Book of the Month member makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Members get books delivered right to their door, and shipping is always free. There's even an app to pick your book and track your reading progress, and there are audiobooks too. So I'm obsessed with this, you guys, because I feel like sometimes I get decision paralysis on what to read next. And the fact that Book of the Month Club, they decide for you, they pick the best because they do all that reading, is just fantastic. I love to be in the reading community, and Book of the Month is an incredible way to really get engaged with your reading. Maybe you want to pick it back up for summer. It's so important to always have a book when you're going on your summer trips, reading by the pool, or just reading before bed, which is, as you know, my favorite thing to do. Right now, you can get your first Book of the Month for just $5 with code PETALS by visiting bookofthemonth.com. That's bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola, and I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you, and we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally have been talking to my therapist every single week about my stressful times and just getting everything off my chest, explaining the difficult situation I've been having at work and what has been weighing on me has made me feel 1 million times better. I really don't know what I would do without her. As you guys know, I talk to her every week. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tinks. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat production up to 450 degrees. Okay, so I actually tried Way's new anti-frizz cream on live with my community, which is kind of risky, right, to try a new product on live. I put it on my hair, which, as you guys know, is level 9 million frizzy. And by the time I had got done finishing my glam, because I was doing glam on live, my hair was dry, and I was shook to my core at how smooth my hair looked, especially that frizzy top part, you know, in your part, all those little baby hairs coming through, that frizzy part, that was smooth. So shout out Way for consistently delivering products that actually work and do what they say they're going to do on the bottle. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code MeTinks for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code MeTinks.
Paris was phenomenal. It was such a beautiful trip. So lucky to have gone with Victor and Rolf. I went to my first couture show and it was so beautiful. It was truly, I mean, it was a work of art. Victor and Rolf came out and they did like a little presentation in the middle of the show. They basically transformed one outfit into another. And it was so cool to see. I felt very, very lucky. And we did go out. They threw a big party to launch their new perfume after the couture show. And it was a really cool party. Twigs performed. She's the face of the new perfume. And it was cool. I mean, I know it's annoying. I know it's really annoying to say this, but I'm loving not being in America right now. That's not helpful to anyone who is in America. And I'm coming back. And I know that, you know, I don't know, guys. I don't know what the hell is going on in our country. I mean, it's difficult. And I think from the outside looking in, I mean, it's not that it's a different perspective, but it is in a way, just being out of the country and then reading the news. And I mean, the two things that stood out to me this holiday weekend, were, of course, the 10-year-old girl in Ohio who was forced to go to Indiana to get an abortion because she was pregnant because someone raped her, a 10-year-old. And apparently they said to her, this is a 10-year-old. You should see this as an opportunity. I'd like to find the people who told her to view it as an opportunity and punch them in the face. And I know that's not correct and whatever, but that's my response, is that I want to scream at those people and I want to punch them in the face, because a 10-year-old is a child. It's a child. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's hard to articulate how I feel. And then mass shootings. I mean, the one in Chicago is just, again, I don't have the words to articulate it. I don't think anybody does. We are all so fucking tired. We are all so exhausted and we don't know what to do. I mean, we do know what to do. We are going to vote. We are going to stay vigilant. We are going to stay on top of it. We're going to vote and we're going to donate and we're going to activate. That's all good. But I'm saying in our hearts, I know a lot of us are just feeling like at our wit's end. And when you go out of the country and, you know, you meet people from France or whatever, they literally, when they know you're American, they're like, I'm really sorry for everything that's going on. It's a fucking embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. And it's, yeah. And guys, like, I know that I have a platform and I have a responsibility and I try to do my best, but sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what to do or post or say, because I'm in the same boat as you. I'm frustrated and fucking angry and outraged and mad, and you know, everyone has something to say, and that's the worst part, right? Is that in times like this, everyone is so afraid that everyone starts going at each other, which I, by the way, think is really wrong. I think all of this, like, oh, you shouldn't have said it that way, or like, you're activating the wrong way, or oh, you donated to the wrong organization. Like, I think that's all so unhelpful. I think we need everybody on our team. And I've been thinking about that a lot, because to be frank, I posted a TikTok like when the Supreme Court decision came out, and I wrote in the comments, if you are pro-life, please just unfollow me. I don't want to discuss. I'm not in the mood to speak to you or argue with you. And I thought about that. And I thought, you know, it's stuck in my mind. And I actually think that I was wrong to say that. And first of all, because if any pro-lifer out there has 1% of changing their mind, or, you know, they're a little bit open to it, I do want to talk to them. I do. I'm an adult and I believe firmly in a woman's right to choose and a woman having the rights over her own body. And I should be able to articulate my stance and my view to another person, even though I think their view is crazy and harmful and disturbing, even all of those things. I thought about it and I thought, you know what, Tinks, that's wrong, because I believe in discussion and I believe in changing your opinions. If I can change my opinions, maybe a person out there, if I talk to them, probably not if I talk to them, right? Like, they're not going to change their mind just on talking to me, but you know, maybe it shifts their perspective a little bit. And I know some people out there will disagree with me. You know, a lot of people think, okay, no, we can't even discuss it, but I don't think that's how things change. I really don't. I think we need everybody on our team right now. So no fighting amongst our side. You know what I mean? Like, don't cut someone down for how they're, which, you know, saying, oh, well, don't donate to that, you know, abortion charity, donate to this one. It's like, okay, it's all going to the same, it's all good. It's all going to the same place. You know, that really drives me up the wall when people are picking at people on their own side. That's the last thing we need. So yeah, I've been thinking about that. And listen, if there's anyone out there who is listening to this and who is pro-life, I hope that you have openness in your heart to at least hear us out and maybe just hear our perspectives. And I don't want you to stop listening to my podcast just because I am vehemently pro-choice. I just hope that maybe you'll really hear me when I talk about why I am pro-choice. I really, really hope that you'll hear me. I don't know if there's anybody out there who, you know, in my community who would, you know, who would hurt women in that way. But if you are there, just, I want you to know, like, just try to be open. And that's the other thing, guys, is that I kind of feel like sometimes my community, all of you guys, I kind of feel like we all believe the same thing, which is great. But I'm like, how do I try to explain it to other people? How do I help in that way? And it's weird because then when I post, I feel like I'm just posting the thing that you guys all agree with and we're all posting the same thing. And I try to be helpful and additive. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I try to only post information and then my opinion on things and then where to help, like how to actually activate, because otherwise I think it gets lost in the fray. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm totally open to that. I actually want your guys' opinion on this because I'm a little bit lost and there's no playbook for influencers when the world is over and there are harmful laws against women. There's no rule book. We're all kind of flying by the seat of our pants here, and activism in social media, it's a new thing. It's relatively new. We don't know how to best use it. So if you guys have any opinions on this, on how I can best help, on what you've seen from me that you've enjoyed and that's been helpful, then please tell me, because I'm open. I'm trying to spread information. I'm trying to make my opinion known and I'm trying to raise money. And that's kind of where I'm at right now with that. Sorry, this episode took a turn for the depressing, starting with funny poop humor and now going on to the world crumbling. But I mean, it's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to think about anything else because it's so bad. And you know what, while we're on it, while we're talking about it, like, it is difficult with social media because I don't think that not posting does anything, right? Like, sometimes in the wake of a tragedy or like a big issue, I think some people take a minute, and that's fine if you don't feel like posting. But if you do feel like posting, then not posting your life or whatever is not going to change anything. And that, oh, by the way, that's another thing that does irk me when people are judgmental about how other people manage things, because you genuinely have no idea what's going on in people's lives. So if someone posts, you know, maybe they didn't know that there was a shooting, or maybe they, you know, they have a weird response to it and they can't process it yet. Like, you literally don't know. And because we're all so tense, we're all just at each other's throats right now, again, on the same side. Yeah, it's very weird. And it's weird because, I mean, I don't need to beat around the bush. Sometimes I feel weird. Like, I'll post something about you know, about abortion laws, and then the next slide will be like a cocktail of mine. And that is weird, but what am I supposed to do? You know, put it all in one segment. Be like, okay, I'm going to post all the depressing stuff now, and then we'll move on to the cocktail portion of the content today. I don't know. I just try to stay true to myself and be respectful and be helpful and additive and think, is what I'm about to post actually going to help my followers? Or is it just going to make them upset? Or is it just going to validate how they already feel? I think about all this stuff, guys, believe it or not, every day. I'm trying to be better, and I'm trying to think about how to best help. So again, if you have any thoughts, I would genuinely really like to hear them. I just feel like our brains are getting whiplash too, right? Because it's like, oh, like you're looking at an influencer in Italy, and then you're looking at that there was people massacred in Chicago, and then you're looking at an Instagram ad for a t-shirt. And then it's like, I think our brains are, at least mine feels very fried right now. It feels just really, really fried. And that's what I mean when I say, and I guess now you have more insight as to how I try to deal with things when there is a tragedy, or when there is, you know, some piece of news comes out. I always try to digest and think, how can I add to the situation and not just throw gasoline on the fire? Because sometimes when something bad happens and I look at my feed and everyone is reposting the exact same thing, and it's like really sad or really jarring, I'm just get like upset, and I don't know how to process. So I sometimes think maybe other people out there have the same experience. And the thing is, it's because I think largely people look to influencers and celebrities now, because I honestly think a lot of us don't trust the news. You know, one station says one thing, another station says the other thing. Everyone's fucking biased. And it, you know, it's just a new way of absorbing information. But again, influencers don't have the answer. We have the platform, and I totally hear you. We have a responsibility, but we don't have the answer necessarily. We're doing trial by fire here. The gun thing to me is just, I mean, both of these main issues right now are just, it's baffling to me. It's baffling to me that every person in their right mind isn't wanting to ban assault weapons, isn't wanting to have stricter background checks. And I was watching this TikTok by Justin Baldoni, and he said, it's like we want to examine every issue apart from the main issue, or apart from a core issue of the gun problem, that's that it's gendered. Can you guys imagine if 99.9% of mass shootings were done by women? They would lock us all away. They would cut off our hands. They would never let us touch a gun again. It's so clear. It's so crystal clear. It makes me sick. There's a toddler that's been orphaned in the Chicago shooting. Can you imagine? It's beyond comprehension. I'm going to link again to abortion funds in the show notes. And there is a GoFundMe for the victims of the Chicago shooting that I have. And then I'm going to also link to Everytown again. Unexpectedly heavy episode, guys. And I'm sorry for that. And I'm sorry that it was kind of a brain dump, but it was just what's on my mind and what's going on in the world. And I don't really think anyone is doing anything else, thinking about anything else rather. Sorry, jet lag beyond. So let's try and end on a happy note. Last episode, or the one on Monday, was one of the most shared episodes ever. And you guys loved it. And one of the main things that you took away from it was the multiple happiness streams idea. And I'm so glad you love that. And I want you to really use it as a visualization. Think about it like you would revenue streams. Okay. You've got to have multiple. Just add them all the time. Okay. Your pet is one of them. Your friends are one of them. your partner is one of them.
And I was talking to Camilla and we were discussing the episode and she said, it's kind of crazy that we put all of this power into another person. Like, oh, I can only be happy when I have this partner, when so many things bring us joy. Actually, what we were talking about was, in a non-boastful way, Camilla and I were having a conversation saying we're both really proud of each other for how we're living right now. We're living very truthfully. We're having a lot of fun. We've made good on a lot of our promises to ourselves. And we were both saying how happy we feel right now. And this summer, especially. And she said, yeah, it's like what you said. You know, we think that the only way we can be happy is if we have a partner. And that's not true. You just have to think about the other happiness streams.
Oh God, I love Camilla so much, you guys. She's really become one of my closest friends. And I have to tell you this recent thing that we're doing that you are going to, I hope you guys start to do it too, especially with your friends who live far away. We've started to give each other date recaps, kind of like how Dave Portnoy does those pizza reviews. You know how he does them in that style? And we just voice note back and forth. And I literally live for her date updates now because she's living her best life in London, dating all these cool guys, interesting guys, going on a ton of dates. And we obviously love to talk about dating together. You guys know Camilla on the pod. She's so smart and we're always just pontificating on things. And I highly suggest you do that. You know how Dave Portnoy does it? He's like, well, it's an 8.5. I would do it. You know, I get this again. Good crust, very cheesy. That's kind of the style that we do them in. And it's fantastic. I highly, highly recommend it. I don't know if there's a name for this or maybe it's a diagnosis that I need, but I will sometimes be so moved by really random things. I don't know if that makes any sense. I feel things very deeply. You guys know that. I've told you before how I feel sometimes sad when I finish a book for like 3 days because it's such an intense feeling of being connected to the book and then not being connected to it. I have the same thing at concerts. And a couple of you have written to me and said that you understand what I mean and you feel it too. It's like it's this deep feeling of being alive. And I had one today and it's in a way connected to abortion rights, women, the power of women. So we were running from the plane all over the airport, you know, trying to figure it out. And I took everyone on the plane about 2 hours to find the correct line. And Lauren and I were finally at the front, or this woman goes ahead of us. And she was a mom with a baby in a stroller. And we get to the front and she goes and she starts patting herself down and she's like, oh my God, I lost our passports. And she, you know, the staff, I'm not going to lie, guys, were being complete and utter assholes to everybody. They were just being really mean. I'm not saying it's a cultural thing. It's just like an attitude problem. You know what I mean? And they were like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? And this woman with this young baby she's sweating. We were all sweating. She just starts freaking out. She's like opening every bag. She's got her diaper bag. I mean, you parents are amazing. You know what it's like to travel with a kid. You need so much stuff. And keep in mind, she's had this baby. She thought she was going to be on a flight. And now she's had this baby who's probably starving, like whatever. And she's by herself in a foreign country. And we went over, we're like, we're going to help you. Don't worry. Like, we're going to find it. We're trying to get the staff to help. And she kept her cool. If it had been me, I would have been screaming, crying, throwing things, yelling at people. And she kept her cool. And she was just like, I can't believe I lost our passports. You know, I must have dropped them. She's opening everything. And I was so emotional about it because in that moment, she, by the way, then in the end, she found them because she'd stashed them in a safe space in her baby stroller. But it took her like 20 minutes and no one was, you know, it was just a very emotional scene and everyone was tired. And in that moment, it just made me feel so many things. It made me think about my mom and all the times she traveled with just me and my brother alone and to different countries and just without, we were never with my dad traveling that much. And all of the, just the tough shit that moms do, especially single moms. And
And then I started thinking about like how strong you have to be a mom. And then I started thinking about the 10-year-old girl and how she's not ready to be a mom because she's still a child. And I thought about all of the moms out there who are scared for their daughters. And I don't know, it was just one of those moments where I felt very connected to all of womankind. And I don't know, it was really emotional. If I haven't relayed that right, then forgive me. I'm exhausted, but it was just emotional. And I want to dedicate this episode to all the moms out there, because you are amazing. And it's not fucking easy. Even if you have a great partner, it's not easy. Moms are just, it's a special job. And that's why it's a job for people who are ready, willing, and able to do it, and for no one else. I love you guys. Please pray for me that my flight gets out tomorrow. I need to see Vijay. I need to get my life together. I literally only packed one pair of underwear because you know me. I mean, that I thought I was overpacking because it was only 2 days. I was like, okay, I don't usually wear underwear. One thong will be fine. Listen, I need help. I've worn this sweatsuit for like 48 hours straight. And as much as I love the rich mom gear, I'm sick of it. I want to take it off. I want to change. Woof, that was a wild episode. I love you guys sons. I will see you on the flip side. Bye.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS.